All right. Sky, and you brought your friend.
My partner, Suede.
Suede. Nice to meet you, Suede.
Nice to meet you.
So who knew that the glory hole would be so interesting to people? Your video's got a million views in a week, basically.
That's crazy. I wasn't expecting
Right.
that.
Did you guys think that this was like some interesting
I mean, yeah.
side hustle that was going to just take off, or was it just something thing you were trying?
It's definitely peculiar.
It's different. I didn't think it was gonna take off like that,
But
but
it does well whenever you guys set this thing up and do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are interested.
Definitely. There's a lot of people like they want to know about the experience. They want to see what it's like to.
Well, I think I was thinking about it. I think like everyone has a fantasy of whatever their ideal partner might be. And this glory hole curtain allows the person, you can imagine whoever you want on the other side of it.
Fantasize whoever you want it to be. That's a
Exactly.
fact. Whoever you think is a.
And it makes it probably tolerable for you, Sky, because you can think it might be whatever you might.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's one of the reasons why I like it. And it's also because I'm not very talkative either, so it cuts
You don't have to
the
have
talking.
conversation.
Yeah, it cuts the conversation.
Is it less, not, I'm not saying what you do is traumatizing, but is it less problematic for you emotionally?
Yeah, I would say it is just because of the me not having to
Anonymity.
communicate with them and like them trying to tell me like what to do exactly or how to do, or them just putting their hands wherever they want, because a lot of times they cross boundaries and the curtain sets the boundaries.
Right.
Yeah, no one's reaching around the curtain.
Yeah, they can't
They
reach around the
try.
curtain. They do try, but I can catch them easily. It's harder when it was just one-on-ones that I was doing before, and I would tell them no, or I wouldn't. They wouldn't even ask. It's all about consent. Everything's about consent, especially in the lifestyle world. So, like at our events, a lot of times we have people sign consent forms, so that way, because we do try to get content from it as well.
Oh, you're doing that as well. So the guys that are showing up for this are sometimes on camera.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That they know about it up front.
Yes.
And what if they say they don't want to be on camera?
Then they don't be on camera.
Right.
So you don't use, you don't,
I won't film
you'll
them.
still make money off them, but you just won't.
They won't, like, we'll keep designated areas so they won't be, like, on camera.
Exactly.
Was this your idea, Swade?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, we were doing, like, different types of events. We had kind of ran into like this harsh financial hardship. I got sick because I actually escort as well. So used to anyways, but whenever she got in my life, I got this gastro colitis situation. Like my stomach had a bad flare up. It never happened before. Like this, I don't know, out of nowhere, like I just got really sick, right? And it got really bad for us. Like it got really bad for us. So I couldn't work. So we started doing these events to try to like make up for the compensate like the money that like that I wasn't making. And it was like a hit and miss situation. Like sometimes people would show up. A lot of people show up. Sometimes no one would show up. Maybe one person would show up. But we just started like trying to figure out different ideas to kind of like market the parties and get people to come through more often. Like, and we just didn't want like all single males. We wanted couples and different variety of type of people to come. So I was just like, "Have you ever heard of Glory Hole?" And she was like, "No." And I was like, "You want to try it?" And she's like, "Yeah."
Yeah, that sounded so interesting.
Did you guys connect when Sky was already a sex worker?
So we met at a porn convention, actually.
Yep, in
Okay,
Vegas.
that answers
that question. I was explaining to, well, I needed a ride back from Vegas. I was working, doing branding for this company, and they gave me this huge sign they were going to throw away. So I needed a ride back from Vegas from a mutual friend, and he was giving me a ride back. Well, on the ride back, I was explaining to him about, the escorting world, because he thought as a male escort that I did like gay stuff. While I was explaining to him, I do like cuckold situations, and like most of the time it's
Oh,
couples.
so you work as a male escort?
Yeah, and that's She overheard me telling these.
I overheard him telling him about the male escorting, right. The polyamorous relationships. He had two girlfriends at the time.
Yeah, I had two girlfriends at the time.
The porn, and I was just like, how he was open and honest and transparent, like, and he communicates. And that's all I've ever looked for in a partner, because my pimp/baby daddy, he was horrible at that. He couldn't be honest. He couldn't tell me nothing.
Your previous?
Previous, yeah.
Pimp, would you say Suede is a pimp?
No, not even close.
That's an ongoing battle. Ongoing I fight battle. That so much because just in the line of work we do, so I'm stigmatized as a pimp.
The necklace doesn't help.
Yeah, the necklace probably don't help. It probably don't help. I look at it like a trophy. So I grew up like under rappers and like the guys on the, I guess the dope boys on the block, you know, they always had the nice flashy chain. So when I'm originally from Louisiana, a small city in Louisiana. When I moved to LA, like just changed my life. I moved here like 8 years ago.
What part of Louisiana?
It's called Lake Charles, Southwest Louisiana.
South, yeah.
Like 2 hours from Houston, 3 hours from New Orleans, right on the state line. Mm-hmm. I didn't know nothing about pimp culture.
There's a lot of pimps that come from Louisiana.
But it's not prominent, and there's no, like, the 304 situation. Like, that's not something that's, like, talked about. Girls out here kind of, like, are okay with being a prostitute or a hoe. You know, they're okay with it, and they stand on it. They kind of, like, it's a culture here. Yeah. Where I'm from, like, that don't exist. So over time, dealing with different people that were in that culture, I've learned to understand it. But let me go back. The chain was a trophy because I like rappers. I grew up under that. It wasn't never like the pimp thing.
What does it say?
It says to plug God, because my God-given talent is connecting people. So I'm like plug in, I'm the plug in.
Well, you know what plug also means, right?
Yeah, it could be taken that way, you know?
Yeah,
are drugs a part of your scene for you guys?
No.
We
used to drink. But when I had the colitis flare up, when that happened, like, that took away. Nah, we smoke weed.
Yeah, we smoke weed. But
I can't even do that. Like, I used to smoke heavy tobacco blunts. Can't even do that because it just makes my stomach flares up.
Really. And he actually boxes, too. So he has a boxing match in 2 months as well. So he can't smoke tobacco.
I can't smoke tobacco.
Wow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you're behind the glory hole curtain, Sky, do you need to get high or drink or do something just to like deal with it, or is it easier because you don't see the guy?
It's easier because I don't see the guy. I'm gonna be honest. I used to, like, when I was in the street.
Sit back and count the money.
I had to drink to deal with being out there, especially with the weather, the cold weather. So like I used to drink a lot just to stay warm. But being inside in the glory hole, no, I didn't really need to drink or anything or smoke. I'd rather do it after to relax and stuff like that.
Yeah. So when you guys first kind of met, did it start out as a business or as a romantic relationship?
Honestly, after I left my baby daddy /pimp, I was homeless. So I was moving from room to room. And then after meeting him, he found out, he was like, well, you can stay at my place for a week or two to save your money, because I was trying to move into a place and it was hard saving my money, paying for a room every day. And then I had a lot of other stuff I was paying for too, like car, everything. And so at first it was just him helping me out, and then he was introducing me to the parties.
Yeah, my girlfriends did.
With his girlfriends, because his girlfriends were major freaks.
They were wild.
Yeah, they wild.
Yeah, but they did, for some odd reason, they kind of like, one, immediately, like, she was just not feeling Sky being there every day. So she broke up with me, like, within a week. And then the other one, it took some time. We went through some things. We went on a trip to New York, and she seen Sky telling me that she loved me, and she broke it off. Like, but we were in a polyamorous relationship, so it should have all been okay. And we still practice, you know, I mean, Sky, I'm, of course, okay with sharing her with other men, and She lets me, you know, be with other women. But since I've been in this relationship with her, it's just, it's where it's changed my life, because the type of person she's in, she's so open to doing things, and she's okay with me doing things. I just don't have the energy to chase other women, to try to like be, to bring other women. I've tried. It just so much energy and focus goes into it that I'm happy with what I got going on with her. And then whenever I got sick, I'm talking, everyone didn't show up for me. No one had, I don't have no family and friends. Well, I had friends that I thought were friends. And I was living nice, penthouse. None of them showed up. The one friend I thought I had showed up to get the key so he can go stay at my house.
That's all I came for.
He didn't even know I was in the house. Like, it just sucked. When I found out all these things and went through all these things with her, she just changed my life. Like, she's probably the best thing that ever happened to me. Not problem. This is the best thing that ever happened to me. Like, she's really, I'm able to focus on what I need to get done as far as, like, when I try doing my career, because I create content as well. But I've just been 110% focused on her since I met her, because...
Is Sky basically supporting the two of you?
No, I wouldn't say that, because he's done his boxing matches. He does what is that? The ads for the game?
Yeah, like, I do ads for
he does promos
for
he,
different companies. I'll find brand deals for different influencers. Mm-hmm. And I'll get my money off the top of that. Things like that. Just in and out content type jobs.
But when he was sick, it was hard for him to work.
Yeah, I wasn't working at all.
But it...
She was holding it. And she was the breadwinner.
I wasn't doing as much as I would, because when he was sick, I really needed to be by him. Like,
I couldn't even talk.
He couldn't even eat. He couldn't talk. He couldn't do anything. Yeah. He couldn't hold nothing down. And after that, he's been getting his stuff all back rolling and back going again. So it's been getting better. It has. It's just, you know, how things pile up.
We when she moved in with me, I was living really good. We was doing really, but I don't know how it happened so fast, but like, I'm telling you, within like 2 weeks after me getting sick, like, things start happening. Within 2 months, I was homeless. We were on the street. She was taking care of everything. We were living in a garage at someone's house at one point, and she was like, we were doing these parties. That's when we started getting into doing like the glory hole, and like, it really changed our perspective on everyone that was calling themselves our friend.
Yeah.
Because they would just show up for the parties, but they never would like understand we were like actually homeless, so that no one was trying to help us with like general situations. But
is there something that a lot of society misses or doesn't understand about relationships like yours, where the woman is basically the breadwinner?
Yeah, a lot of people don't do take it as a pimp and hoe situation whenever that is conducted.
Automatically.
But when they actually get to know us and talking to us and hearing like what it exactly it is that I do, because it's almost like the same as a woman working in the office and a stay-at-home dad. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost the same thing. He was just sick and he's getting his stuff back together. And so it's like, I'm not just going to be like, okay, well, I'm done with this, because...
Yeah, she could have just left me, just to fend for myself.
But he showed me a lot of love and compassion when I was down. And so I wanted to return the favor in a way. But I also fell in love with him at the same time. So it was... Yeah.
Do you guys ever disagree on how business is run or how you guys run your operation?
All the time.
Yeah, we run it all the time.
All the time.
What kind of things do you disagree on?
It can be as small as where are we putting the curtain at, or as big as like her just like saying like, oh, well, like for example, she used to do more than just certain precarious things in the glory hole, right? Mm-hmm. But over time, she just was like, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. I'm like, well, what's the point of it? Like, what's the gist of it? And she was like, well, you not understanding, it's the fantasy, it's the experience. Mm-hmm. It's not the total, you know, get down. You're not going to just like come in here and just rampage Jackson it, tear it up.
Do whatever.
Right, so she's like changed her, everything that she does. You know, it's. I guess it's based off of the individual or who she's doing.
I go off of vibes, really, because a lot of guys, they come at me real foul and what is that word? Where they think that, what's that word?
Disrespectful.
Not disrespectful. damn, I can't think of the word, but they just come at me sideways, like I owe it to them, you know?
Entitled.
And, yeah, they feel entitled.
Yeah, and it's a lot of entitled.
I like the guys that just come and they, I mean, I like the shy guys, the ones that are nervous and like don't think they're going to get a chance or anything.
You probably
like
see men at their worst doing what you do, right?
A lot of cheating men.
Yeah.
A lot of cheating husbands.
But a lot of guys, a lot of cheating.
Lots.
Guys, and probably a lot of disrespect for women, I think.
Just they, like you said, the entitlement, they automatic thing because they see, they think glory hole, they think automatic slut, she's down to do whatever, I can talk to her, however. And these would be nice guys, but automatically
they just
want to come in and say, hey, oh, like this, you going to spread, suck some dick today, bitch. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hello, your name is? Like,
they never.
But, and I'm in the next room. I'm right there.
You know, even talk to me like that.
Yeah, I don't even talk to
him. Yeah, like, so I wouldn't want another man to talk to me like that if he's not even talking to me like that.
Yeah, I really respect her like my queen. Like, even though people would probably have the hardest time believing it, it's just the way we met, the things we've been through. Like, I have unconditional love for her.
There's one question I'm dying to know. Who keeps the money at the end of the night?
I hold on to all the money.
You do?
Yeah.
I give her the money.
Yeah, he gives you the money.
I do. When we first met, though.
Okay, I'll lay off you then.
She used to hand me all the money. Like, it was a bad habit from being.
She's used to it.
And I'm like, bro, stop giving me your money. Like, that's your money. And she used to all the time do it. But then over time, she just started. And I was like, no, you hold. She's better at holding the money than I am. She's better at saving money than I
am. Yeah, I am. I'm like.
Yeah. Pay all the bills.
Yeah, I pay all the bills. I make sure everything's paid on time, and I just, I don't know. I'm just good at checking everything.
Yeah. Every day.
Sky, how do you feel about this whole life that you've carved out for yourself now, where you're doing these kind of events and supporting your man and stuff like that?
I mean, it's actually going better than I thought, like how my life was going to go. Because in 2024, I was in jail for a whole year, the whole 2024.
You were?
Yeah, for an attempted murder charge. It was, I was a driver in a drive-by. And I didn't know it was going to happen, though. They dropped it to conspiracy after the fact, though. But when all that was happening, I didn't know where my life was going to go. And when I got out, I had lost all my stuff. I lost my car. I lost everything. And so, like, that's when I ended up back in the rooms. And this is right, like, a few months before I met him. And
Where did this drive-by happen?
Hollywood, on La Brea and Santa Monica.
Okay, Hollywood.
Yeah, it was on the news. It was actually. I'm not gonna say no names, but the guy is a very pretty. He's a rapper under a label that is a very known artist, like very, very known. And he'd just be running the streets like he's not.
You like hanging out with these hood dudes?
Oh, I used to, yes.
She like gangsters.
Yeah, I did. But he's not really, he don't gangbang or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I'm not a gangbanger. Yeah. I would say I'm from the streets. I got street, like, is in me, but I'm a businessman.
You spend time in jail or in prison?
I mean, I've been to jail. I mean, ain't like I've, you know, glorified prison or jail, but I've had my fair share of bad days. I've learned from it and matured from it. It's made me the man I am today. You know, I wouldn't say I'd do it again, but I don't regret learning from my, you know, things I've been through.
Mm-hmm. What did you see in Sky that you really liked?
The blue eyes. I love her blue eyes. But the thing about Sky is, and it grew on me at first because I had two other girlfriends when we first started dating originally. The thing about her is her loyalty and her honor, right? The thing, I don't know if it's a bad habit, I would say it's a probably taught to her to like obey her dude, like don't talk back, like traditional, old school,
very traditional,
submissive. And I feel like a lot of men took advantage of that with her, and I could have, but I feel like me showing her dumb. My prior relationships basically molded me for this, because everyone prior to this, I tried to poly. I was like evolving into like the polyamorous man, open with being with sharing my female, doing the lifestyle stuff. And then I meet her, and she's just like, you can do basically whatever you want. Just be honest with me and just tell me the truth. And that's what I was already trying to focus on in a relationship. So it was perfect when I met her. That's why I just don't chase other women. I'm totally okay with just her and what she does. Like, it doesn't bother me, because she always tells me how she feels about it, what's bothering her, what she's into, what she likes, what she doesn't like, what type of man. I know exactly what type of man she's into, what type of man she don't like. Because we talk about everything. It's, everything's on, all the cards on the table with me. It's, it's nothing I don't know.
Exactly. So it's nothing I don't know
she's
either.
She's the perfect female.
We have the same phone password.
Yeah, we're both cancerous. We
just
both,
coincidence?
No, I'm not, because we both have bad memories, right? And I didn't want to keep telling him my code in case he asked. This is me doing it because
yeah, she did that.
Because of my past. So when I found out his password, I changed it to my password. I changed my password to his password.
She got my name tattooed on her butt. I didn't ask for this.
I went and got it. Like, I think it was like almost 2 months after we met.
Yeah, she did.
You guys been together how long?
Gone on 2 years.
Yeah, oh, 2 years. It's pretty long.
Yeah.
What's your little darkest inside joke that you guys have?
It's purple. That was probably the best
one. Wow, bro.
I know.
Oh, that was good.
Who's harder to love?
Yeah.
What was that?
Which of you is harder to love?
That's probably me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm stone cold. I'm pretty cold. I just stand on what I believe.
He does.
Yeah, if I say something, my word has to. Okay. My word is bond, so.
And a lot of people don't like how he is. He's going to say it as it is. Like, he's not going to sweeten it for you. He's going to tell you exactly how it is or tell you about yourself right there in that moment. He's not even going to give you a chance to think about it.
I want you to be with me the same way. I respect your energy, so reciprocation is huge for me. So whatever you give me, I'm going to give it right back to you.
What's the biggest fight you guys have had?
Her just getting over her hoish ways. Sometimes it just, they pop up, they flare up. She wants to go and do certain things that she has no business doing sometimes.
Well, you're choosing a girl that has done this kind of work.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you don't have to do that no more.
But what do guys not understand about this? Because you're obviously fine with her doing what she's doing.
It's more of me telling him, because I wanted to stop having sex for money. And that's what I did. So, and then when someone would offer me like a high amount, I would be like, I would think about it. But in reality, I'm going against my word of me already telling him, like, I'm not doing it at all. I don't care how much it is, you know, because I don't want to do it like that anymore. Like, I really don't. So
yeah,
and
when
like,
she questions it, it's like, wait, we already talked about this. Like, why is it even a mad? Even if I get mad, like, check me. You know what I mean? Like, check me, because I gave you my word that I would never force you to do anything you want to do. So I should never be like, oh, well, damn, the ex, they gave you like $15,000. Why aren't you taking it? You know, because I gave you my word that I would never make you do anything like that. So if you don't want to do it, why are you questioning it, you know?
And you, Suede, are okay with Sky basically selling her body?
I mean, I'm okay. Well, end of the day, like, her body is her body. She was doing this long before me. If that's what she chooses to do, we're going to talk about it. Yeah, I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to be okay with it, of course. But end of the day, she don't have to. But I'm okay with it, 100%. Because it's her body. I can't, like.
And what is your, as a couple, what is your goal? Let's say 5 years down the road. Where would you like to be?
I want to be. I don't know what state yet. I haven't decided, but I want, you know, family house, hopefully pregnant, or already have a little one, and have our business that we are starting fully going.
Yeah. At least two businesses and like maybe two places. Mm-hmm. I like to stay on the East Coast and back down south if I could, just for like a summer vacay, you know, get away or something like that. But I do a lot of work in LA, so I definitely want to stay this way. But she's from here, but I want to get to the wholesome country shit again. Like, I miss that. So
yeah, I'm a city girl. I love California. It's really the weather that keeps me here. I have my sister lives in Michigan. My parents live in Oregon, and the weather out there, I can't deal with it. But I'm willing to, like you said, get a vacation home and then visit the home. I couldn't live somewhere and with crazy weather. That's my only problem.
Yeah.
What do you think people would be surprised about with your lifestyle, with this whole operation you're running?
Using my age, our age gap.
Yeah, our age gap.
I'm 40, going to be 43.
Yeah, and I'm turning 32.
So that's all the fact that I'm a black man and I'm willing to share her with other, like, most, that's like taboo.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand our dynamic a lot. They get confused, especially when I don't care if he, like, when we're somewhere and he's talking to other girls or flirting or dancing, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of girls be looking at me like...
Yeah, I'm hella flirtatious.
He is. He's very flirtatious. So that's just who he is.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.